Hello, Madison. Welcome to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, a show about clean tech, renewable energy, and the ways this rapidly growing industry is changing how we think about power. The Wisconsin Energy Broadcast is a project of the Perpetual Notion Machine. Now, here's your host, Heather Allen and Nan Fay.
Hi. Well, welcome to the August episode of the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast. I am speaking with Morgan Kamholz. Thanks for being here, Morgan.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and your role with the Madison program?
Yeah, so I serve as the Madison Community Outreach Intern. So I basically work with their residential solar program, the Group Buy for Homes, and I work with a lot of the homeowners, and I walk them through a little bit about the process of solar, their individualized solar arrays, and then I connect them to one of our two great contractors that we work with to continue the process and get some solar arrays installed on their roofs.
That's great. That's great. And what made you interested in working on solar and working with homeowners trying to go solar?
Yeah, so I just finished up my sophomore year. I'm a rising junior at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And I've always had a big interest in the environment as well as a big interest in business. So that's what really drew me to Renew, is being able to work a little bit with environmental policy, as well as kind of seeing the business side of things and being able to give back to a community that means a lot to me, and expand their renewable energy is something that's super important to me. And that's what ultimately drew me to Renew. And I was lucky enough to be selected for this position, and it has been great so far.
I'm glad to have you on the show today. So can you tell us a little bit about what happens? Say I'm interested in solar. How do I get started with Madison?
Yeah, so on our homepage on madisonsolar.com, there is an I'm interested tab for those. It's for homeowners, business owners, and those who are a part of nonprofit organizations to get connected to one of our respective programs. There's a form you can fill out that will indicate some information if you're a homeowner. It's information about your roof, your electricity usage, and just some further information so we can contact you. So you'll fill out that form, and then from there, wait on us to give you a quick call. On the call, we'll discuss with you a little bit about how viable your home is for solar, give you an estimate on the size of an array you would need, as well as the cost, and then we'll work on scheduling a site assessment for you with one of our contractors, to kind of move the process forward. So the first step for anyone interested in any of our programs would be to go to our webpage and click on the I'm interested tab, and then we'll kind of take it from there.
And what is that webpage again? Can you spell that out for me?
Yeah, it's madisonsolar.com. That's spelled MADISUNSOLAR.com.
Okay, great. And is there a deadline that people need to be aware of? I understand, you know, the summer is sneaking away from us already, and we're already in August. So when do people need to sign up?
Yep. For the Group Buy for Homes program, the deadline is August 31st. So it would be great if people could sign up by August 31st so we can get all those installations done by the end of this year, by the end of 2020.
And what's one of the reasons that people might be incentivized to go solar before the end of the year? Is anything change in 2020 for 2021?
Yep. So in 2020, the biggest change that's coming is the federal tax credit. In 2020, that tax credit is 26%. So that essentially means you'll get a little more than a quarter of your installation costs taken off. In 2021, that is set to decrease to 22%. And then unfortunately in 2022, it is set to go away completely. So this year is a great year to go solar with a really high federal tax credit.
Right. And that's for residential systems, right? But the commercial tax credit for solar systems will continue at the 10% level 2022 and beyond, right?
Correct. Yeah, that one is set to stay.
Okay. So, well, that's a good reason to get moving forward. And yeah, what can you tell me about the other two programs, the business program and then the program for nonprofits and affordable housing providers?
Yep. So we can start with the Solar for Business program. That program was established in 2018 just to give Madison businesses more access to solar energy. And so we can hit that 100% renewable energy goal set by the city of Madison. They work with, or businesses can sign up the same way that homeowners can, and will connect you to contractors and get you set up for a solar array to offset some percentage of your electricity every month and save your business a lot of money.
And how much money can a business get in a rebate from the city of Madison, or from the Madison program funded by the city of Madison?
Yep. So with the Madison Business Grant, businesses can get about 10% of their installation cost up to $5,000 based on the orientation of the roof of your business. And if or it's up to $4,000. There is a little bit of a threshold based on the orientation of your array.
Right. Okay.
So up to $5,000.
Okay. And then how does that work for, say, a nonprofit organization or an affordable housing provider that's looking to go solar?
Yep. So for, we do have a backyard solar grant, and that just fosters access to solar power for community organizations in Madison. And with that, the grants will fund up to 20% of the total project costs at a maximum of $10,000. There's also $40,000 of grant funds available.
Is there anything else folks listening who are interested in solar should know today?
Yeah, this year is a great, great year to go solar, like I've said. The prices for installation have decreased from last year, and they've also come down between 70 to 80% over the last 10 years. The tax credit's still really high, so this year is a great year to go solar. And going solar will help you save big on your electricity bill, and it is a really great investment. The return on investments have come down now to about 8 to 12 years. So this year and even moving forward, going solar is a great investment for homeowners, businesses, and nonprofits.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us, Morgan, and good luck with the rest of your internship.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Hi, I'm really excited to talk to you today, Kevin. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and why you wanted to go solar?
Sure. So my name is Kevin Ziegler, and my wife and I had been interested in going solar for a while now. We actually built a Viridian home back in 2013, and while we were in that process, we asked the builder if there was a way to kind of have an angle on our rooftop for future solar installation. My parents actually did that on their home back in 81 or 82, something like that. But they had to have a specific angle, and so that's why we asked them that question. And they said there was no need for any particular angle because the solar arrays nowadays can be used at any particular angle. So as long as you have, you know, a south-facing rooftop, whether it be on your house or on your garage, you should be good to go. And so we were very excited about that. Obviously, building a new house, we couldn't really put that on right away because we didn't have the money to do so. So it took a little while for us to take a look at that. We found Madison, contacted them, and found out there were actually some really good federal grants and other opportunities to kind of save on the installation itself. We had to obviously pay upfront for the entire installation, but eventually we got Focus on Energy credits, and then we had that nice tax credit from the federal government that helped alleviate some of the pain. And we're still paying it off, but we're hopeful that we'll have them all paid off, our loan for it paid off next year at this time, and then it'll just be money, money, money.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well,
I'm excited that you were thinking about it from the construction, from the very construction phase of your home. And absolutely, having a flat roof even, or a south facing roof, makes it pretty easy to go solar at this point. So, why did you choose to go solar with Madison? I know there's a lot of options in the community. We have a lot of great installers around here.
Right. Well, we weren't sure where to start. So it was basically just a Google search to kind of get it started to see who would be able to help us with that. And it sounded like Madison was the best option because they had a little more knowledge on the entire process and project and everything else, because I didn't know where to start. So if I went to a solar array installer myself, I wouldn't know the right questions to ask and if they're right. reputable or anything like that. So we looked at Madison and looked at that and figured, well, they did some of that background research for us already. And then, you know, I could tell them the information that they wanted to know, and then they could give us, you know, some reputable dealers off the top of their head that they knew worked well with residential areas. And so we were excited to have someone do all that research for us, which was excellent. And then we just had to pretty much contact the solar installer ourselves. But we knew once Madison had kind of weeded up the not so good ones, that if they recommended one for us, we were going to go ahead and go with them.
Great. I'm glad that worked out. That's wonderful. Yeah, you know, I actually also went solar with Madison back in 2016. And I felt the same way about it. You know, I want someone to do the vetting for me and to, you know, do the hard work of figuring out, you know, what kind of system I need. And right. is my house good for solar, and who's reputable. And I just wanted them to do all that groundwork for me. And that was wonderful. It made it super simple.
For sure. It did.
Yeah. Great. And so how's your experience been having solar panels?
It's been really good. I mean, like, today is a nice sunny day, so we're probably going to get about 23 to 25 kilowatts generated today, something like that, if there aren't any clouds. Okay. But last summer was good in the fact that it wasn't that warm, so we didn't have to run our air conditioning very often. So between the months of, I think, June, July, and August, our total utility bill was 13 cents.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
it was no gas, or how did you do that?
So we're with MG&E, so it's a combined gas and electric bill, but we generated so much electricity via the solar panels that it also covered our gas needs too.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it was really nice. Amy, my wife, works for MG&E. She went into the customer billing and literally gave them 13 cents and said, "Here you go, we're paying our bill." So that was pretty nice. It's a little different this summer because it's been warmer, but the bills have still been really nice. I mean, $40 to $60 a month, as opposed to it probably would have been double or two and a half times that with running the AC so often. So right. it's been a really nice experience, and knowing that we're helping to save the planet too as well, that's also a big plus.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Well, what would you tell someone else who's interested in solar? What advice would you give them?
I definitely say check out Madison, because they're a great company to just deal with initially, and they can answer any questions for you initially as well, whether or not this is a worthwhile investment. So I would definitely start with that. And then two, I would just see what those federal credits are, because I know they're going to be running up shortly. I don't know if it's 2021 or 2022, but those credits are going to be slowly going down, and then you won't get any. So I think now's the time to at least take a look at it and see what you can do. I mean, it was easier for us because, one, we had a brand new house, and we actually got a discount on the installation because it was so easy for them to do. They didn't have to come in and do a lot of very challenging installation things. It was just pretty easy. Two, we don't have a lot of trees in our neighborhood yet either. And I was told too that we have, we have the air space, or the air rights, you know, so if one of our neighbors came in to plant a tree there, we could actually say, no, we need the air rights for the solar panels. So
that's great.
you know,
You have a right to your sunshine in Wisconsin.
Correct. Correct. So if you get these installed, which is what I did too, I took a photo and said, this is what it looked like when it was installed. So if something changes, I at least have that record as to how it looked right at the beginning. So definitely look at it from a cost savings perspective. It'll take a little while to get return on your investment, but I think in the long run, it's another good opportunity to, you know, do your part to help save the planet too. And also, it's good resale value on your house if you have mm-hmm. it on your house. I mean, mm-hmm. we're not looking to sell at this point, but I'm thinking at some point in the future we will be. And I think that'll just be another notch on it to say, hey, it's already, you know, solar panel ready. It helps you save on energy costs, and it just helps the planet too. I know living in a green neighborhood here too, that's a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, great. I'm glad to hear your Madison experience, and your experience generally was solar, and I'm glad it was so positive. And thank you for taking the time to be on the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, hello. I'm Heather Allen, your host of the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, and I'm here with Jeff Hoffman of Hoffman Manufacturing. And thanks for joining us today, Jeff.
Hi, Heather. It's good to talk to you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Could you tell us a little bit about what you do and your business?
Certainly. I own Hoffman Manufacturing Corp. I've been around over 20 years. We build custom store fixtures out of wood and metal for national retailers.
You've initiated a number of sustainability measures on your business, including going solar with the Madison program. Can you tell us a little bit about why you've invested in sustainability approaches?
Well, I guess it's just inherent about as we live in Dane County, I guess we're used to it. In fact, a number of years ago, we had a customer that came and did an audit from Milwaukee. And they assessed, you know, every aspect of our company. And one of the things they were just kind of floored over was our sustainability and things that we kind of take for granted and we're used to. I mean, we recycle as much as we can, break out metals into different types. We reuse as much as we can. Actually, going into our product is actually a lot of regrind HDPE, which comes from milk jugs. So all across the board, as much as we can, we're sustainable. And actually, we've used solar and wind power indirectly through MG&E's Green Power Tomorrow program for well over a decade.
That's exciting. And then, so what inspired you to put solar on your own rooftop?
Well, I think we had a good opportunity. Not that we wouldn't have done it eventually already, but we expanded our building. We had a 25,000 square foot building. We added about 36,000 square feet, so quite a bit larger, but we get a brand new roof at the time, and it seemed like a good time to do it during the expansion.
So you went solar and you utilized the Madison Business Rebate Program. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with Madison?
Well, it was very smooth and easy. I guess we kind of went about things a little bit backwards because I think we found a contractor on our own and things like that, and then they helped get Madison involved. Whereas I think it would have been great if we started with Madison and then went and helped find us contractors. But either way, we came to the same great ending. I think that as much as the guidance from Madison was helpful, maybe even bigger was the check at the end when it was all done. I think he said I could say the amount. It's we received $5,000 towards the entire system after it was done.
Right. And those rebates are available to businesses here in 2020 as well. So folks can apply for the business rebate and get $5,000 towards the project on top of the tax credits and on top of the focus on energy rebates they may be able to access. So, yeah, we're really excited that the city of Madison continues to support businesses, homeowners, even nonprofits going solar in our community. So tell us about your system. Are you enjoying? I actually had the pleasure of joining you and seeing the system installed and looking at the rooftop, being on the rooftop and looking at all the panels. How is it producing for you? What are you finding?
Well, it's so far, I believe it's pretty successful. One of the things, the factors in making the decision whether to do it or not was return on investment. I mean, it's something where we wanted to do it, but it has to make financial sense as well. And so your return on investment has to be worthwhile. Our prospectus showed a return investment of 4.5 years. And I took, it was a little difficult for us actually to assess that since we expanded our building at the same time we put the panels up. So it wasn't like we were using the same kilowatt hours per month before and after. So we kind of had to do some dicing to figure out how we come out. And right now, despite May and June being a little bit kind of cloudy, more than average, we're at like still under 5 years return on investment estimate.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah. So how would you advise, you know, another business owner who's thinking about solar and thinking about their bottom line?
Well, you know, I try to go back and think about how I came into it and such. And maybe the biggest thing is start is just awareness. And, you know, people think, well, I'd love to do solar, but it costs a lot of money. And I know I should do it, but you know, I'll just get around it when I've got a big pile of money. It's worthwhile doing sooner than later because that return on investment and the money that helps out from Madison, the tax incentives and the price of the panels has just come down so much in the last few years. I mean, maybe my return on investment 5 years ago would not be under 5 years.
Oh no, no, absolutely.
So it's certainly worthwhile to do it now. Make sure you've got a newer roof and you don't want to put it up on a roof that's got to be redone in maybe 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And get with Madison right away from the beginning. Don't wait until you're halfway through the process of picking things out and utilize them and you know, get their guidance. It's really worthwhile.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for Goy Solar committing to sustainability for your business and for being with us on the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much, Heather.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Been listening to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast. Thank you to our guests, Morgan Kamholz and Kevin Ziegler and Jeff Hoffman. We appreciate you telling us about the Madison program. You can learn more about Madison at madisunsolar.com. Thank you, as always, to our amazing news and public affairs director, Shelley Pittman, who keeps everything running at the station and brings you new content from all of us who are recording at home under a blanket to conduct these interviews. So thank you so much. Thanks to all the staff and volunteers at WART who are keeping things going strong. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast. To learn more about the program or to suggest story ideas or interviews, you can reach us at wisconsin.energy.broadcast@gmail.com.